Recorded Books and One Click Digital present Ghostly Echoes, a Jacobi novel by William Ritter. Narrated by Nicola Barber. Chapter 1.
Mr. Jacobi's cluttered office spun around me. Leaning heavily on the desk, I caught my breath in shuddering gulps. My head was throbbing, as though a shard of ice had pierced through one temple and out the other. But the sensation was gradually subsiding. I opened my eyes. The stack of case files I had spent all morning sorting lay strewn across the carpet, and the house's resident duck was cowering behind the legs of my employer's dusty chalkboard, shuffling anxiously from one webbed foot to the other. One lonely file remained on the desk at my fingertips, a mess of fading newsprint and gritty photographs. My pulse hammered against the inside of my skull, and I concentrated, trying to slow my heartbeat as I propped myself up on the desk. Before me lay the police report, which described the grisly murder of an innocent woman and the mysterious disappearance of her fiancé. Beneath it was tucked the lithograph of a house, a three-story building in a quiet New England port town, the same house in which I now stood, only 10 years younger. It looked simpler and sadder back in 1882. Then there were my employer's collected notes, and beside them the photograph of a pale man, his lips curled in a wicked smirk. Strange men stood behind him, wearing long leather aprons and dark goggles. My eyes halted, as they always did, on one final photograph. A woman. I felt sick. My vision blurred again for a moment, and I forced myself to focus. Deep breath. The woman in